Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we'll be talking about The Homeless Actors of Mat-Su.
And to talk about it, we have Tom Jacobs, who is an actor and all-around participant with the company. And also we have Matthew Furman, who is a director and I assume also an actor. So welcome to the show, Thomas and Matthew.
Thank you. Thank you. It's very good to be here.
Thank you for having me.
I understand you've been in business for 5 years, but
yes.
Sit for six. And
oh, five. Five is right. I said yes. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
5 years, yes.
We're talking about what you've done in the past and the fact that you're homeless. Where do you show your shows?
Well, the Alaska Club has allowed us to use their theater twice a year for free. And we do a lot of dinner theater at the Mat-Su Family Restaurant in Wasilla. Mm-hmm. And that's mostly where we do our shows.
And what sort of thing do you do?
We've done murder mysteries. We're doing Bully coming up, which is a story about Teddy Roosevelt. Mostly we like to do fundraisers for charities. We do a dinner theater and then we give whatever extra profits we have to the charity. We raised $1,200 for my house with the Wedding from Hell, it was called.
And Matthew, I know you're actually directing, which is the show called Bully, which is going to be coming up later in January.
Yeah.
How long have you been with the company, and what's been your role with the company?
Well, I started with them in last January. Tom and I have been friends for years, though. I actually just came back into Wasilla after a little break from the weather. And I acted with them for a while, and then they got me on the board, and then they finagled me into becoming an artistic director, and then they finagled me into becoming kind of a president, and then, so, I've been, you know, promoted to the top very quickly, and, you know.
Let me teach you a word. It's no. Just learn to say no.
No. No, but it's fun.
Just ignore Matthew when he says no.
Yeah.
We'll keep asking him until he says yes, and then he does everything we want him to, so I don't have to do it.
Okay.
And when we asked you on the show, we understood that you were having one right away, but apparently it's been delayed. And what's the name of that show?
Well, there was a death in the family. Our Christine Lloyd, who's a member of the company and has actually established and started Hams, her mother died, so she had to go down to Phoenix. So we had to postpone the season and reorganize until she comes back.
I understand that can be a problem with a small company like you have like this. I'm sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, yeah. But we're getting back on track. We got a whole season planned for next year, starting with Bully, and we're going to do Seven Brides for Dracula at Halloween time, which is a nice comedy musical spoof of Dracula. And we're planning to do Love and a few other shows like that during the year.
Sounds great.
So it should be a good season. It should be a lot of fun.
Well, your first show, the show that you were going to be doing now, is Bully. A one-man show about Teddy Roosevelt, is that
yes.
right? And Tom, I'm assuming you're playing Teddy Roosevelt. Tell us about that.
Delightful, delightful, yes. You're going to love it. I'm sure you're going to have a delightful time. Just bully of a time. I've always liked Teddy Roosevelt. He was one of my favorite presidents. Without him, we wouldn't have any national parks, and probably the whole country would be clear-cut, no lumber anywhere. Because he's the one who brought conservation into being, really, in this country. And I love his attitude. That he just does what needs to be done. He doesn't sit back and watch. Like you said, when he was building the Panama Canal, he said, yes, Congress debated it, but I built it while they were debating it.
And Matthew, what did you have to do with the selection of the show or anything?
Well, it started out the trouble with finding actors in Wasilla. I tried to do a few shows where, you know, just couldn't get a cast together, and I went, well, why don't I start at the beginning? What do I have in front of me right now? And I stared at this guy over here for about 2 minutes and went, I seem to recall seeing a one-man Theodore Roosevelt show somewhere, and I looked and I found it, and I was like, well, that looks interesting. Maybe I'll try my hand at writing. a one-man Theodore Roosevelt show. And they have a wonderful website. It's basically everything he ever, every speech he ever made, every article he ever wrote, you know, just all this stuff. And after about three, four days of just nothing but looking through this, I just threw my hands up and went, nope, I'm going to order the script and, you know.
Take the one that's already written.
Yeah, exactly.
That's some great stuff in the script.
Go ahead.
Lots of, there's one part I like the best. He's talking about they would go on hikes with what they called his tennis cabinet. And the French ambassador went with him once. Well, everybody else is wearing boots and hiking gear, and the French ambassador shows up like he's dressed for a state dinner. So they go on hiking with him, and when they got to the Potomac River, the rule was we never stop or go around anything. So they stripped down to cross the river, and the French ambassador left on his silk gloves. And Teddy's like, why aren't you taking those off? And he says, well, I would not want to be embarrassed if we should run into the ladies.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, here with our guests, Tom Jacobs and Matthew Furman, talking about the homeless actors of Mat Su, otherwise known as Hams.
And can I assume that you chose that Hams for another reason, just beyond the homeless actors of Mat Su reference?
Yeah, it was, you know, the when we developed this, the Valley Trash thing was still going on out there, and we didn't have a place, and I just, you know, came up with HAMS and the acronym for it, and then we went down to this place in Seward and had a logo developed from the stuff they had in their file. They do, you know, embroidery. So we combined a pig they had in there with a trash can they had in there, and our logo is a pig in a trash can, and we're the homeless actors of Mat Su.
That's great.
You mentioned you do your shows, a lot of them in as dinner theater. And
yes.
I know Bully is going to be done as a dinner theater
yes.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that work out? Do you do the dinner first, then the show? Does
yeah,
your character...
usually when we do a murder mystery, what we do is we do act one up until the guy dies, and then we serve them their meal, and then we do the resolution after the meal. Now with a show like Teddy, it's going to be kind of like we serve them and then we start the show while they're eating, because it's supposed to be like you're having dinner with Teddy Roosevelt.
I was wondering if that's
yeah.
sort of the premise, that you're having
yeah.
dinner with Teddy, and so
yeah.
Teddy talks to them as they're having dinner.
Right.
Does Teddy actually eat along with them?
He doesn't do any eating, really. He's got a lot of other stuff to be doing. I'll eat afterwards.
Well, when you portray this role, you sort of took on the role of the French ambassador in that little story you told us
yeah,
before.
Yeah.
Do you act out these other roles as well?
Well, yeah, because Teddy did that when he was so boisterous and such a speech maker that he actually took on accents and stuff when he was impersonating other people, and his what they called the tennis cabinet, because it was his cabinet, plus it was some hunters and westerners and other people that he'd met out west that he valued their opinion, so he kept them around too, even though they weren't being paid or any official member of Congress or his cabinet. He still kept them around to advise him, so they called it the tennis cabinet.
Why tennis, I wonder?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. I have to research that a little more, but they called it that because it was like just a group of
bouncing balls off each other.
Bouncing balls off each other and stuff. They just, that was his cabinet. He was very unique as a president.
Interesting. And Matthew, this is an interesting challenge for you, I'm sure, directing mm-hmm. a one-man show. How is that working with one actor in a rehearsal?
Well, it's good, because it's, for me, it's a lot easier than a bigger cast, because, I mean, Tom and I have been, like I said, friends for years, so it's more of a, I trust him, and he trusts me enough that I go, Tom, why don't you try that a little differently? And he does it, and we can both go, okay, never mind, that didn't work, or
yeah.
that works better, you know?
It's so interesting. So Tom, how is it with you working as a one in a one-character play or one...
Well, it's more work on the memorization, because when you have other people, usually their lines remind you what yours is. I have none of that to work with. It's just a big, long speech. But I did Willie Loman several years ago, and he goes off on tangents that have nothing to do with what everybody else is saying. So I got used to learning lines that have no relationship to anybody else.
Well, I can see doing a one-man show that if you forgot your line, you could just... make something up.
You can make something up. I'm very good at improvisation, so once I get the character down, I can pretty much make up a lot of stuff.
Just so if you go see this show and you see you on stage, you may go just go anywhere.
Right? Yeah, it may go. Yeah. It may not go exactly in the order the script does, but the way the script is written, that doesn't really matter because it kind of jumps around anyway. Right, so. Right.
Interesting, a one-man show about Teddy Roosevelt. Now, you mentioned some other shows coming up next season. Talk a little bit about those shows coming up.
Okay, well, one I've always wanted to do because I did it in high school and played Renfield in Seven Brides for Dracula. We're planning that for Halloween next year. It's a really funny comedy musical spoof of Dracula.
And Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Mm-hmm. It's a spoof of that also?
Yeah, kind of. There are weird characters. There's the Odd Sisters, which is, they're supposed to be twins, but according to the cast, you're supposed to cast two people as different as possible, and they finish each other's sentences. And, Renfield has a song, Bugs Don't Bug Me, and it's really a really good time. And we're planning to do Love, because like we said, we're having trouble getting actors, and there's only three people in that show. And it's a funny show about people falling off bridges and things. And then
pulling out bridges?
Falling off bridges.
Yes. It all takes place on a bridge in New York. Two people meet there, both of them going to commit suicide for different reasons. And they decide to switch lives, basically. And that doesn't work out either.
Interesting. So you're doing Seven Brides for Dracula and then Love. And any other shows coming up? We have about a minute left. Let's talk about the last one.
We have The Butler did it. Who's the author of that one, Matthew? You looked
at it. Paul somebody or other.
Anyway, it's another really good murder mystery we're planning to do next year. I think that's
Lightning Bug also.
Oh, and Lightning Bug.
Lightning
I forgot.
Bug's one I'm excited
about.
It's a
superhero spoof of 1950s superheroes. Oh, it's hilarious.
30s, written, actually.
30s, right. Written by Rand Higby. You know him.
Oh, yes. Rand Higby's a favorite of the show.
Yeah, and we're going to do The Lightning Bug. It's a funny show.
Excellent. Unfortunately, we just ran out of time. And so I want to thank you for coming, Tom Jacobs and Matthew Furman, to talk about HAMS, which is the Homeless Actors of Mat Su.
Thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org.
Alaska Fine Arts Academy will be holding auditions for their Christmas production of A Sousified Christmas. It'll be happening on Saturday, October the 5th from 10 until noon. No singing or dancing is required. For more information, please call 694-8909 or go to www.alaskafinearts.org.
Up in Wasilla at Valley Performing Arts, you can see Brigadoon by Lerner and Lowe running through October 6th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
At Cyrano's, you can see La Bette running through October the 6th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
The Alaska Theater of Youth is offering a number of performances this weekend, including our Sleepy Hollow and The Secret Garden. These performances are at the Sidney Lawrence Theater. Tickets are available at the door or at admin@alaskatheaterofyouth.org, or you can call 338-4901.
Anchorage Community Theater's production of the Agatha Christie murder mystery And Then There Were None runs through October the 20th. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sundays at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.